Welcome to another episode of the Guy Code. I am Renner Oswere. Now, guys, on this episode, we're going to be talking about this SMB or SMP, the sexual market value and the sexual marketplace. Now, the sexual marketplace refers to the landscape of physical desirability in the dating market or dating environment. This is just my definition of what the sexual marketplace is. You can look up the official definition according to Rules Tomasi, but basically that is it. Now, your sexual market value is your value in the sexual marketplace. So, guys, you already know that desire cannot be negotiated, right? So, as we usually say that beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, well, the beholder has the full discretion to define what would say intensity or degree of beauty that they are witnessing, right? You cannot cheat the system. You cannot, you know, cheat their own perspective and their own biasness of what they define beauty is. What they define beauty is will remain. You can't try and redefine it because you want a particular outcome, right? And with that statement, I think you understand the kind of demographic I am talking about, you know. There is some delusion in the body positivity movement, but that is a subject on its own. However, now, on this particular day, we're not touching on that. We're talking on the SMV and the SMP. So, right? So, truth be told, guys, we know that there are some individuals who have hit the genetic lottery, right? They have a very symmetrical face. They have the best cheekbones. They have a well-chiseled chin. They have the right proportion of nose and mouth, complexion, all that. Those are things that are blessed or are gifted in genetics. Height, you know, body figure, physique, muscle mass, all that. We know that it's just genetics. However, we also know that for men, and I believe I have talked about it either on X or on a former podcast, I think for some of you who have heard it before, you can tell me which podcast episode it is. I usually tell you guys, you can actually raise your attractiveness by working out, one, having the right posture, two, wearing fitting clothes, three, and fourthly, having good hygiene. You can at least increase your own attractiveness and physical appearance doing those four things, even though your genetics might not have been on your favor from the start. It will make a significant difference, right? So those are just the facts that there are some things you can change and some things you can't change. That's just where we're starting off this particular episode and discussion from. However, as far as the sexual market lays, right, there are other factors that may come in that do play into your sexual attractiveness. We have already touched on physicality, which is the most primary and primal desirability feature quality. For men, we know that our sexual market value peaks at around 36. Why 36? Because it's the age whereby you are able to reach your peak as far as resources, social proof, and sexual appeal. So, for what I have just mentioned, the four areas is that you can improve your own appearance as a man, most of this will cost resources, your time and money. At what point can you really invest to have this at your peak level is when you're financially stable, you can get not just maybe secondhand clothes or hand-me-downs or stuff like that. You can actually get well tailored stuff. You can actually have the best hygiene, you know. Grooming can be at the highest level at around this age. And of course, your diet will have significantly improved. So therefore, you know, garbage in, garbage out. You look, you are what you eat. And if you eat junk, you will look like trash. If you eat healthy food, it will show in your organs, especially, and of course, your largest organ, which is your skin. Now, for men, your sexual market value, our sexual market value peaks at around 36, right? Now, this is also the age range whereby some men who probably use their 10, maybe over 10 years, 10, 13 years after campus or whatever, or high school, to build on themselves and work on their potential, maximizing their potential in these areas, they will get a lot of attention from women of all ages. However, of course, for most men, they will be biased to the younger women, women who are around 21 to 24, but they'll be, these men will be 36. So this is where the situation comes about, whereby ladies who are within this age range of the man, the, his peers who are 36 as well, will be using sign language on this particular man, shaming him. Why would you date someone so much younger? Is it that you cannot handle a woman of your own age range? The irony of this situation, guys, is that most of these women, even when they were younger, they were attracted to older men. Why? Because what they could have done for them, that they liked their masculine presence of when you experience, this just comes with experience and you can't change about that. When you experience this certain aura you have, and ladies who are, when these same ladies who are now 36, shaming their peers for dating younger women, when these ladies were younger, they were also looking up to older men and were attracted to their appeal. You know, they wanted someone with experience, you know. I have had some ladies say that it is a turnoff whereby you go and try and confide in a man telling him what you're going through, and he's like, oh, I'm going through the same thing. I'm also trying to figure it out. They want men who already have figured it out. And what kind of men are those? Those are men who have experience. Those are men who are older. So they liked older men when they were younger, but now since they are older, they are shaming their peers for dating younger women. Well, the shoe is on the other foot. How do you like them apples? So when this happens, guys, the sign language and the men going through this, many men could fold to it and feel, you know what? I think I need to date within my own age range. However, even in a video, in a TikTok video I watched recently, a young lady said that it reaches an age when even over 26, on average, we're talking about in Nairobi, over 26, most or many individuals are parents. So if you want to get involved with them, you must be ready to be a step parent. Are many men willing to get into such a situation after they have spent time to build themselves and to work on themselves? Some might, some not. Some may not. And that is to each and their own prerogative. However, I have observed, and I'm sure most of you have too, they do not want to get into those arrangements, right? So these men date younger women. And that's the sexual market value. What happens when the sexual market value of a man peaks in his 30s? What about for women? For women, it peaks around in the younger years when they are blooming into womanhood, when they are in their early 20s, in the campus, whereby they have all these men showering them with attention every single day. You know, they know, these women know at this age that they can walk somewhere and all the men turn their necks to see them. They know they get that attention. They command that attention because of their femininity and their blooming into womanhood. So the sexual market value for women is dealt with a certain kind of urgency. How do we know this? Because we observe that the beauty industry in Kenya and actually around the world is always booming, whether the economy is tough or not. It's always booming because youth and showing radiance and, you know, having that youthful radiance for women is very important, right? They always want to feel like a little girl. All of them want to feel like a little girl because it makes them happy. The youth and the youthful radiance is something that they really want to maintain as long as they can, whether it's through diets, whether it's through these slim tea concoctions, whether it's through, you know, different clothes that promise to modify your body, through like things like corsets and all that stuff, even through surgery. So we know that the sexual market value for women is dealt with a lot of urgency, and many corporations have capitalized on this to always bring forward products telling the women, if you don't get this, you will grow old faster. If you really want to look young, you should get this, 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 and this. And now all these women are buying these products, and do these products always yield the results that they want? Sometimes they really backfire, and we have seen a couple of sad cases. So when it comes to the sexual market value and sexual marketplace for men and for women, we realize that for men, it happens later on in the years. There is a popular magazine, I think it's called People's Magazine, that has this, I think it's annual competition of the sexiest man alive, because the US or whatever. And you realize that most, if not all of these men are in their 30s and some in their 40s. And the women are drooling over them. Even right now, if you talk about ladies mentioning their crushes, who will they talk about? They'll talk about the Michael B. Jordan in his 30s. You know, they talk about, I don't know if people still like the Chris Browns, who is also in their 30s. The Idris Elbas, who is in his 40s. You know, the Chris Hemsworth, also in his 40s. These are older men, and the ladies are flocking and loving these men. You know, the Damson Idris was recently dating Lori Harvey in his 30s. Right? So the sexual market value of a man gets to peak in his 30s. Drake in his 30s. You know? So for women, we know that the sexual market value peaks in their 20s, and that is how it happens to manifest, you know? And they really want to capitalize on that and prolong that period. So that is what I have to share today when it comes to the sexual marketplace and the sexual market value. Guys, it's our ongoing conversation. I would really appreciate your feedback on this and how you can add on to this particular subject as we discuss on X and on Telegram. And guys, until next time, we shall talk soon. Bye.
Guy Code with Rena Osoye.